One great alim of our country who passed away a few years ago, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema, Rahmatullah Ali, who was also the founder of the very first Darul Uloom in our country, Darul Uloom Newcastle. Maulana Sema Rahmatullah Ali was the founder of Darul Uloom Newcastle, the first Darul Uloom in our country, and mashallah, hundreds of students have benefited from that Darul Uloom, and they are found in different parts of the world serving the deen. This great alim and personality of our country, Maulana Sema Rahmatullah Ali, when he completed his studies and he was returning home. Now this was at the time when World War II was coming to an end. It was the closing days of World War II. It was about 1944, 1945. And Maulana Sema was about to board the ship to come back to South Africa. His teachers feared that some harm could befall that ship because there was a lot of attacks on ships at that time. At the close of the war, the two powers that were fighting, the two sides that were fighting, they were sinking a lot of ships in the sea, and they feared that he must not be harmed. So before he left, they exhorted him to read the Durood at Tunjina, especially if there was a problem at sea. And they told him, read this Durood, and if there is any problem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you and protect you through the power of this Durood, Durood at Tunjina. Maulana Sema himself narrated this incident. I heard him mention this in one of the istimas, in the Zikr Bayan, and he mentioned the whole story of how he got onto the ship. And as they were sailing out at sea, one of the German U-boats torpedoed this passenger ship, and as a result of which it sank, and hundreds of passengers drowned, and only a few survived. And Maulana Sema Rahmatullah Ali was one of those few survivors of that ship that sank. And he held on to a plank, and for 3 days he floated on the ocean, and at that time, the only thing that he could remember was the words of advice from his teachers. And profusely he was reading Durood at Tunjina. And he says it is only through the barakat of Durood at Tunjina that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescued him. And he was able to be rescued perhaps by one of the passing boats, picked him up. And they took him, he returned back to India, because the only place they could find, a safe place, was to go back to India. And he was in a very critical condition for 3 days at sea. He had taken in a lot of sea water. And even at that time, in that condition, when he was in hospital, he saw a vision of one of his teachers, and they exhorted him that don't stop reading Durood at Tunjina. Continue reading this Durood at Tunjina. And at that time, when Maulana was floating between life and death on the ocean, he made a vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, Ya Allah, if you spare my life, if you spare my life, then I will inshallah go back to my country and I will serve the deen and I will establish a Darul Uloom, and through that I will spread the light of knowledge of Quran and Hadith in the youth of my country. So he made that intention and he made a vow with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. That is why when he spent again a year in India after that recovering and waiting for the war to end. And only when the war had ended, then he came back to South Africa, and he remembered the vow that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, after many years, through a lot of difficulty and hardship, a lot of sacrifice, he was able to establish the Darul Uloom in Newcastle, which, mashallah, till this day is existing, and students are learning and benefiting from this institution of knowledge.